are listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, I'm not sure how God works things out, but I don't know whether you know, but I'm actually from Perth. I grew up in Perth and I just happen to be on West Coast. And I don't know how God makes it work that on the day that I'm going to speak, it's the day after one of my best friends and I, football teams are going head to head. So, you know, you need to pray for Chris. You know, just pray for the just that overwhelming sense of sadness that he's going to have for the whole summer. So let's just, you know, support him, won't you? It's lovely to be here. For those of you who are unsure who I am, I used to be the youth pastor 20 years ago. I've gone off and done some other things, and now I am just part of the church, and I attend here with Emily and our kids, and I run a ministry called ESA Country Ministries, and we run camps throughout Victoria, mainly aimed at country kids. And so we've just finished a camp at Hall's Gap last week, and right now there's a camp running down at Lake's Entrance. And so tomorrow I'm back on camp. So like you, I don't know whether you think the person who gets up here, you know, is always on the staff here, but just as Chris has been talking about spiritual gifts, the thing that I really notice about the church here is that people are using their gifts to work together to make this a really healthy body. And so from the people who were serving the coffee this morning to me, who gets, I guess, a little bit more of the limelight to come and share, I just think it's great that we have a body working together. And I really also just want to say well done to the team here. While Pastor Graham and Chris are away, I think they're doing a great job, aren't they? You're doing a great job. Yep. And I think it's really important that as a church, we actually release our pastors to go and have leave. Each of us who work a job get leave every year. And so I think it's healthy for us that we make sure that we send our pastors off and have them refreshed. Agreed? I also wanted to just to say to the children's team, thank you so much for that camp you ran this week. Well done to you. You're the body using your gifts to help this church body be healthy. And so we say well done to you. I don't know whether you saw, I just thought it was worth mentioning, David Burt and the Salt Ministry did an incredible breakfast this week. If you know what Dave's doing with that Salt Ministry that I'm sure we've heard about, but David is really getting into some places that are really amazing. And we need to be thankful to God for what he's doing through that. So here we go to the message today. I want to start by getting some feedback from you. If you could only have one book of the Bible, or if you could only have one chapter of the Bible that you could take, what would it be? What's your favourite chapter of the Bible? What's your favourite book of the Bible? Would three people just yell out, you know, if I was on a desert island and Romans 8, Galatians, and what's one more? Sorry? Psalm 91, it's a good one. Psalm 23 would have been a good one. I think Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, each one of those would have been good. Proverbs would have been good. Mine is Romans 8. I'm not sure what that is. Let's keep going. Hey, so before we read, hey, kids, enjoy if you're doing your colouring and do that. But I've got a bit for you in the sermon a bit later. And the way I'm going to get you to be involved is I bought something. And so I thought if I bought something, you'd like to be involved. So I've got these there. And so during the sermon, I'm going to ask you to get involved. And so that's just for a bit later. But I bet they read with us now. Romans 8 is also my favourite passage of the Bible. It starts with, does anyone know what Romans 8 verse 1 says? It says, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's where it starts. And it's got a whole bunch of verses. And so can we read together? Romans 8, 28. Can we read together as a congregation? Let's read Romans 8, 28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the first among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Nothing can separate us from God's love. This is the key verse. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that today we could gather, we could open up the Bible, and we could just grab some sustenance, grab some meat, grab some filling for each of our lives. Father, would you be with us today? I pray that the words would come out. Let them minister to people's lives, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, before we go too far, I've also got my twin brother here in church. My twin brother's Paul, his wife's Helen is here, and so we're twins. So if you see someone who looks a bit like me, it's him. Hey, God is for you. We can go to the next screen. Hey, I've got David on the buttons up the back. So again, if you hear me say, well done, David, it's not that I'm congratulating myself. I'm saying that he's doing a good job. You've done a great job so far today, Dave. Hey, I want to say today that God is for you. Would you say that with me? God is for you. Can we go to the next screen? And can you say this? God is for me. You say it. Do you know that we often grow up and we remember all the negative things that people say about us? Has anybody ever had anybody say a negative word about them that they remember? Oh, come on. We all have. We all have. And that can shape our worldview. When we come to Christ, we need to have our worldview reshaped. I want to tell you today that God is for you. He's not against you. He's not angry at you. He's not mad at you. And he's not keeping an account of the bad things that you have done. He's for you. And today I'm hoping that just in a few moments I might share some enlightenment, that I might open that up to you, that God is for you today. There's some great verses in the Bible that back this up. We can go to Isaiah 41. And that says in Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says, so do not fear, for I the Lord am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What about Psalm 16, verse 7 and 8? And perhaps we could read this together as well. Let's read together. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. If you've had trouble in life, you're in a good place this morning. You know, I just think each of us, as we have gone through our Christian journey, each of us have disappointments, we have frustrations, we have things that haven't worked out the way that we thought they would. But I want to tell you that God is on your side today. He may not be working the things out the way that you want him to, in the timing that you might want, but I want to tell you that God is with you. A couple of weeks ago, I think we had Dave Reardon speak a message from Psalm 23. Do you remember that he said the key verse in Psalm 23 is in verse 4 where it says, "For I am with you." That's the key verse in Psalm 23. And I want to remind you again today that God is with you. He's for you. He's not trying to pull the rug from beneath your feet. He's moving in the background. He's moving in ways that we can't understand. But he's on your side today. He's with you. He loves you. He wants to guide your life. As you surrender your life to him, he is going to guide you. Now, I'd like to give you an example of this. There's another screen that we're going to go to. This is the photo of a man called Eugene Lang. Eugene Lang grew up in the difficult part of New York City called Harlem. And he went to school there in the 40s, and it was a particularly difficult area to grow up in. Eugene Lang, and you can Google this if you want to, Eugene Lang grew up to be an incredibly successful businessman. And so when he went back to speak at his school, he committed that he was going to, once young people got to, the American system works a bit different to ours, but when young people went to college, which would be about, that would probably be year 11 and 12 for us, that Eugene Lang would pay the college fees of any high school student that graduated. Isn't that incredible? What an incredible gesture. I think that is sort of something around $50,000 per student. But this is the key point. Eugene Lang didn't just pay the fees once the children graduated. In the 2 years leading up to graduation, he would actually work with the students and the teachers to ensure people were going to graduate. So not only was he willing to pay for the scholarship fees and the college fees, in the lead up to graduation, he would also pay for tutors for the students to ensure they were going to graduate. Any school teachers here today? What he also did is that he would give bonuses to the teachers who had the highest percentage of children graduate from their class. Who'd love to get a little bonus in your school teaching class? So what an incredible gesture. Over the last 50 years, he actually has given $150 million to this education development. Isn't that astonishing? So he started this I Have a Dream Foundation, and similar organisations now happen in Australia, and the organisation I Have a Dream. And so what an incredible story that this man, not only did, the point I need you to get out of this story is that not only did he, was he willing to give the bonus when they graduated in the lead up, he was also willing to be helping. Hey, that's the same as God. That's the same as God. He's not just working on us for heaven. That's the end goal. That's the end reward for us. But actually today, he's working behind the scenes, working for us. Isn't that true? Do you agree with that? Or do you think God is silent? Do you think he's distant? No, he's right here with us. He's with us moving in the background. Okay, so God is for you. Now, this is where I get a bit nervous. Okay, kids. So what I need about 10 kids. And I reckon let's go with primary aged first. And if I get my numbers on primary aged kids, then we'll go with that. And then we'll work our way up. So are there any primary age kids who want to come and help me today? Are there any primary age kids? Well, come on, come out the front. I need 10. So, okay, that's about enough, I reckon. Okay, you keep coming. I reckon we'll be right. Okay, so I need half of you over there and half of... You can come. No, you can come. There's always one more. Oh, gee, okay. Wow. Okay, yeah, so you can come this... You come this side. And a few of you come this side. I need even numbers. So can you take that rope for me? I need you to unpack the rope. Can you unroll that rope? Okay, this sort of made it all a bit more complicated, didn't it? Okay. So we're actually gonna have a tug of war. Does anybody know what a tug of war is? Okay, so I need you in a long line. So stand in a line, that's right. Are you doing a little dance for us? You wanna do a bit more of that? How's our rope going? Okay, now can someone call an ambulance? Because I think this is about to get ugly. But anyway, how's the church insurance going? Okay, so you grab that end. Yep. And you'll need to hold onto the rope. Oh boy, I picture this being a lot simpler than this. But anyway, you better come a bit closer. So could you all come a bit closer? Because if you fall off the back of that stage, your parents are going to be really mad at me. Or parents, you might not be mad at me. Okay, everybody needs to hold onto the rope. And you need to sort of, you know, we're going to pull so hard. We're going to, you know. Okay, not yet. Okay, has everybody got the rope?
Yeah.
Do you know how nervous I am at the moment? Could you come away from the end of the stage? Or could you come a bit closer? Could you do me a favour? Can you not fall backwards? No, just come a bit closer. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Okay, so, kids, I want to try and teach you. Thanks, Uncle Chris. So, you know, in your journey with God, and this is really important. Let me come. So, in your journey with God, I want to tell you that sometimes you're going to have a voice in your head that says, it's always going to be difficult. It's never going to be easy for you. Some of you, you know, you'll have a bit of, you know, you'll be unsure about whether Jesus is actually in your heart or not. Well, I want to tell you simply that all you need to do is to open up your heart to Jesus and he is going to be with you. But in life, often we have doubts, we have wrestles. Sometimes bad things happen to us to make us think, this isn't going to work out for me. Well, I want to tell you today that God is for you. Now, have we got even numbers? 2, 4, 6, 8. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So, love, would you mind going over there? And you know, you'd be the first one there, that's it. Okay, are you ready? Have you got big muscles? You look like you've got big muscles. Now, are you ready? Are you ready for this big tug of war? Now, anybody else nervous? This is the key to the tug of war. You see, this tug of war, kids, it's a bit like Jesus. No, not cheating yet. It's okay. The key to a tug of war is being strong, right? But if you could have a look, if you could understand today, God is with us. So kids, you might think this is sort of an even competition because there's 9 against 9, but there's like this spiritual thing going on that God is on your side. Unfortunately, for my example today, I had to pick a side where we're going to have a guardian angel who is going to come and help the tug of war. Now, if you had to pick a guardian angel today, who would you pick? Have we got a guardian angel in the building today? You can take off your jacket, Jake. Yeah. Jakin is this team's guardian angel. I think you'd be better down the back. If anyone's going to fall off the back of the stage, I want it to be you. So can we come a little bit closer? And a little bit closer? It's sort of, yeah, and the point of the exercise is these guys are asking for their own guardian angel. But I'm sorry, that won't make my illustration work. I guarantee you're still getting chocolate. I think this guy's going to be a lawyer. He's going, but this isn't fair. They're going to win. For the sake of the illustration, can you help me with the illustration? Is that okay? So let's not take this too seriously, shall we? Oh, this is getting difficult. Okay, ready? Please don't fall off the back. Okay, you ready? We're going to have a tug of war, and the guardian angel's meant to win, okay? Can I just say that? Okay. In three. Don't try too hard. It's only a little game. Everyone's getting chocolate. In three, two, one. Go the guardian angels. Hey, Jake and time to... Okay, Jake and now it's time to this to be over. Yay! Well done. Well done. Now, everybody just drop the rope. Drop the rope. Now, come get chocolate. Okay, can you hand those out? Can you hand those out?
Okay.
And can you hand those... Just give everybody one. And if you can walk... Just walk back to your seats now. Well done. Can we give all the tug of wars a... Pass... No, have one, but if you've got any left over, walk back to your seat. Did anybody hurt themselves?
No.
Well, then give your mum or dad a chocolate. Did you fall over?
Yeah.
Are you looking for extra chocolate?
No.
No, you can take them, you can give them. Do you get one of each? Just a man after my own heart. Well done, kids. Do you get the thrust of that? I know that was unfair for these guys over here. I hope they don't sort of get scarred by that experience. The point was, God is with us. And when He is with you, there's something else happening. And He's on your side. Do you know that there's a few more scriptures I want to share this morning, and we could go to the next slide. Thanks, Dave. You're doing really well up the back there, mate. Thank you. God is with you even when you fail. Anybody fail lately? Oh, some of you aren't telling the truth, are you? Anybody fail lately? We fail, but God is with us. And in 1 John 1, Verse 8, 9, it says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 103 also says it's lovely. There's two screens here, and perhaps you could read with me again. Hey, kids, why don't you read with us too? Psalm 103, we'll start on this screen and we'll go to the next one. Let's read together. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For His unfailing love towards those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to His children, tender and compassionate to those who fear Him. Hey, today God is with you and God is with me. These scriptures are beautiful scriptures, and I want to start to conclude by also saying that just as God is for you, He has given us examples in the Bible of how God was with other people. Particularly, I'm going to talk about Jesus. And God was not reserved in His love for Jesus. We read this in Matthew chapter 3. It says this, as soon as Jesus was baptized, He went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened. and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. Do you remember this picture? John is baptizing Jesus, and he's baptized, and then he comes out of the water, and then a voice from heaven says, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." There's a couple of other versions that we can go to on the next screen. The New Living Translation, in verse 17 it says, "And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy.'" And the Message says, "This is my Son, chosen and marked by my love, delight of my life." Do you know when God looks at you, he sees Jesus. You are the delight of his life. He loves you today. Now, the challenge for all of us is that we have other things going on. It seems to me that what God is trying to speak to us in this service is that God is with us. He's on our side. He's given us the victory. That seems to be the thread. Chris and I didn't have coffee. I wasn't in his lounge room this morning. I thought he was about to speak my sermon this morning when he was up here. It seems to me, it could be coincidence, or it could be the Lord. I think it's the Lord moving on our hearts. And it seems that he's saying to us today, he's with us. But perhaps the reason he's saying that to us is because some of us are actually facing some difficult circumstances. And we know as we go through our prayer requests that some people are actually facing really crisis circumstances where we really need God to intervene. And so today, you might have, your circumstance may not be life-threatening, but you may have challenges in your employment. You might be facing a financial obstacle today. You might be facing some challenges within your family that you've tried to work out by yourself, but now you need God to intervene. And this morning you came, and you know, you were getting ready for church, and you sort of said to yourself, "Oh, I don't know whether I want to go to church again today. You know, it's just, you know, I'll go because it probably puts me in a good frame of mind." Well, I want to tell you, you're in the right place today. God's with you. When you're facing challenges, I encourage you to come and hang out with the body of Christ. And my prayer is that through engaging in the body of Christ with your brothers and sisters in Christ, that you would be encouraged. Hey, perhaps today the person next to you needs some encouragement. When the service is finished, perhaps you might feel a prompting from God to encourage them, to pray for them. Well, again, that's the body working together to glorify God. But I want to remind you again, what does Romans 8 say? We started off by reading Romans 8, 27 and 28, and that's one of the next screens we're going to go to. Thanks, Dave. That passage says, "And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will." This is what's important for us today. "And we know that God causes everything to work together for good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Now, I don't think that verse is saying to us that God is going to, you won't go to the shopping centre today and as you open the door, you find a gold bar. I don't think that's what that verse is talking about. The verse isn't talking about, that I'm going to go outside today and my Camry is all of a sudden going to become a Lamborghini. You know, I'd be really signing up for Christianity if that was the promise. I'm sorry, but the next time you go buy that lotto ticket, God's not given you the numbers. Who knows that? from experience. And you know what? Because he's not meeting those needs for you. He's not just meeting those desires, those greedy things that are going on for you. What he's actually doing is working on the inside of your heart. So if you're in trouble today, if you have problems, know that God is working on you. He's working in you. He's developing the character of your life. Today, you are the potter's clay in his hand, and the potter loves you. It may feel like you're being hurt and molded and you seem to be in pain, but the potter is making something beautiful of your life today. He's moving in the background. He's not asleep. He's not absent. He's not distant. He's right here with you. You've got your guardian angel. He's right here with you today. God is on your side. God is for you. He loves you. As we come to a close today, I wanted to spend a few moments praying. I know that we have been a bit jovial. We've laughed a little bit with the kids. But I know, you know, in a few moments we'll close, and some of us will stay for half an hour or an hour and we'll enjoy some cup of coffee and we'll encourage each other. But after that, you have to go home. And your challenges are still with you. And tomorrow when you go to work, you still face those challenges. So just for the next couple of moments, I'd like to pray for you. That when we read that verse about things working together for good, well, perhaps today you're feeling like, I can't see it, Dave. It's actually, things are closing in around me, and there seems to be no answer for me, Dave. Well, the thing I know is this, and I can tell you that I certainly feel like I also have faced my challenges in life. I feel like there's a few scars that are reminders of what God has taken us through. But just as Psalm 23 says, lo, I am with you, it says that he will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. He's not going to make us build a house in the valley. He's actually going to lead us through. And today, he wants to lead you through your trouble. He wants to guide you and lead you. So I wonder today, what about you? Have you got trouble? Because God's for you. And so I wonder, as we just bow our heads for me to close this message in prayer, I want to challenge you that perhaps you should respond. And perhaps you should just stand where you are, just signifying to God, God, I need you. I need you to come and just be with me in my circumstances. It doesn't matter what your circumstance is, God is interested in you. So as we bow our heads and I pray, would you just stand to your feet as we pray this prayer, and I'm going to pray for the challenges that you're facing this week, and I'm going to pray Romans 8:28 over you. Let's stand if you want to respond to that prayer. So our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you are with us. We thank you that you are guiding us. And so, Father, today we bring our challenges, we bring sickness to you, we bring circumstance, family relationships, employment challenges. Father, we bring it to you and we lay it down. And Father, we take our focus away from our circumstance, and we choose to focus on you today. So Father, would you be with each one? Father, let us have that sense of faith that you are moving in the background, that you are for us, that Father, we don't need to stress, we don't need to be full of anxiety, we don't need to be distressed, because Father, you are with us. And so Father, help us to live with that confidence that you are for us. We thank you that we today, Father, could just focus on you. Thank you that you're a loving Father who loves us. Your love is deep for us. It's rich for us. It's full of joy and love and kindness and grace. And Father, I pray for our young ones who are in the service today. I pray in Jesus' name, Father, that this would sink into their hearts, that God is for them, that they would know that they have a heavenly Father who loves them, who cares for them. So we praise you today, Father. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.